Nolte, Dave Portnoy tells woke critics to go fuck themselves. By John Nolte on May 5, 2021. Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy told his woke critics to go fuck themselves and hit back at N Magazine, calling its managers spineless jellyfish. After N Magazine, the N apparently stands for Nantucket, published a positive cover profile of Portnoy and his work to raise money for small businesses bludgeoned by America's anti-science coronavirus shutdowns. Some woke crybabies and ritzy Nantucket crybabied over offensive remarks and actions he has made in the past. So the magazine issued a formal apology on its Facebook page. While the story was intended to highlight Mr. Portnoy's work in support of small businesses, a number of people in the community have taken issue with offensive remarks and actions he has made in the past. We never want to hurt, offend or disappoint any of our readers with the stories we publish. Accordingly, we formally apologize for any pain caused to those who have objected to this makeover. The mewling gerbils at N Magazine were nowhere near done with their simpering grovel. Our stories are never endorsements of our subjects. We now recognize and acknowledge our oversight in how this story would be received. We appreciate feedback, positive or otherwise, because ultimately it helps make us a better publication going forward. Portnoy responded to all of this in the only way anyone should ever respond to the woke Gestapo, with naked and profane belligerence. Everybody that doesn't like me should go fuck themselves, Portnoy wrote in the now-deleted comments of the N Magazine apology, reports the New York Post. Portnoy told the Post directly, "It's unfortunate that the powers that be at N Magazine are spineless jellyfish who are held hostage by the whims of the vocal minority." He said, adding, "Meanwhile, I will continue to do my best to make Nantucket and America a better place while those who hate me can continue to throw cry parties for themselves about how I made a joke they didn't like 20 years ago. This is the exact right way to respond to these unforgiving woke Nazis and the Quislings, like the editors at N Magazine, who cower before them. The only language these fascist bullies have no answer for is a fucking AU, is open defiance, is unbridled belligerence. Anyone who responds in any other way is not only behaving immorally. They are inviting the woke Gestapo to bully you right off the face of the earth, to cancel you into oblivion. You never apologize to fascists. You tell them to go fuck themselves. Period. End of story. These Nazis prey on weakness and smell it from a mile away, like sharks smell blood in the water. The very idea that words, that a joke, that an opinion, that an act of insensitivity, that something you are accused of doing a generation ago should deny anyone the cover of a magazine is un-American, un-Christian, and flat-out immoral. It's the act of bullies looking for a way to force you to kneel. And the only appropriate and moral response to a bully is to tell them to go fuck themselves. More people need to learn this. A whole lot more.